the video. It's Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? December just happened. Some of you are sitting here and don't have a care in the world. You're not busy, and this season hasn't been hectic at all. Every gift was easy to find, and every family member has been unusually kind and generous this December. But then, there are the other 99% of you. Some of you just left the house and are trying to remember if you blew the candles out, the ones near the highly flammable Christmas tree that's getting drier by the minute. Uh-oh. Some of you are getting together with extended family members whose expectations are higher than Mount Kilimanjaro. Some of you barely made it to this service, and within the last 60 minutes actually thought, maybe we should just skip it altogether. So for all of us in here, I just want to remind you of what's really important. All that other stuff is important, but this one thing is way more important than anything else. So just breathe and take it in.
She will give birth to a son, and you shall call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
And they shall call him Emmanuel, which means
God with us.
Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you.
He is Christ.
He is Christ.
He is Christ the Lord.
That's what's really important. So wherever you're at, whatever you're in the middle of, and whatever is coming next for you and your family, we invite you to set aside this time to focus on Christ the Lord. Just breathe. And allow yourself to view this world-changing event with awe and with wonder. After all, God is with us, not only in Bethlehem, but right here, right now.
Since the early days of the church, many believers have celebrated Advent and Christmas as two separate seasons. The first season is for preparing and expecting. At Advent, we look forward to not one, but two arrivals. First, we anticipate and long for the birth of Jesus, just as the Jewish people longed for the promised coming of the Messiah, the King who would rescue them and return glory to Israel. Christmas, the end of the Advent season, is a celebration of that promise kept. The Messiah came, the Son of God sent first as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sin. But we wait still for him to come again, to return and make all things right, to take his place on the throne forever. At Advent, we prepare ourselves for that second arrival as well, with repentant hearts and joyful confidence that our God always keeps his promises. Come, our long-expected Savior.
to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever. Now thy gracious kingdom bring, by thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone, by thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out praise to you, Holy Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, Holy. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, Holy Lord. Will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we'll pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, Holy. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, Holy Lord.
The world has been crazy this year. It has shown us our best and our worst. And it has challenged us to look for hope anywhere we can find it. And we have looked everywhere. To politicians, to vaccines, to masks, to movements, to ourselves. But you, Lord, are both the author of and the fulfillment of our hope. You are the one who can undo the crazy and can put our feet on a steady walk with you. The rest of Christmas will come, the joy, the love, and the peace. But we need you now to renew our hope for each of those things. My friends, as we light the first candle of Advent, let's pray together. Jesus, be with us this day. Help us reimagine your hope for us and for the world. We give you our fear, bitterness, worry, and yes, our exhaustion. We hope for you this Advent season, and we call on you to enact a holy do-over as we seek your presence. Amen.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. Christ the Lord will give you all the glory.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
In Bethlehem, one holy night, a host of angels filled the sky. They sang to tell the world who waits, our Savior comes this Christmas day. God is with us, Christ our Savior, Jesus our Emmanuel. He shall reign our King forever, the hope of Israel. The wise men traveled from afar, Christmas Day. God is with us, Christ our Savior, Jesus our Emmanuel. He shall reign our King forever, he's the hope of Israel.
Love renewed. Lord, is there anything you cannot redeem? Being in your presence, it seems that there's nowhere you don't dwell, no darkness you cannot illuminate, no sin you cannot erase. Yet, the world still hurts, still grieves. Someone else died. Another person is hurting. Others still don't know you. But you're still good. You're still loving, and you're still holy. So we should take on the mantle of love. Your love has never given up on me, and it has never given up on those who are far away.
As we light the second candle of Advent, let's pray together. As we grow closer to you this Advent, may our love for others be renewed. Make us extensions of your love to the world. Make us humble, obedient messengers, dispensers of love. Your presence is so good, God. Give us open arms to invite others into it, so that they may experience your renewing love in their own lives. Amen.
O'er skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lowly shepherds. Wise men came seeking truth, traveled from afar, hoping to find a child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bowed before the humble Prince of Peace. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. It's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. Worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering. To my King, no one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
After so much loss, we're starting to feel filled back up. Now, it's the very nature of God to do that, though, to come into the middle of our mess and not only fix it all up, but to restore everything we lost. That includes our joy. His love is the reminder of how good he has been in the past. Our hope is the reminder that we will see his goodness again. This Christmas, we can experience the unearthing of joy that has been buried by hurt, but has never completely gone away. As we light the third Advent candle, let's pray together. Lord, help us rediscover the joy of your presence. Fill us up to overflowing with the matchless joy that only comes from a relationship with you. Remind us of your past goodness, and remind us that goodness never fails. It is always full of hope, love, and unending joy. Amen.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, hail thee as the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the clouds of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, blossoming meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou the Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us, brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music lifts us onward in the triumph song of life.
O Lord, how good it feels when all is right with the world. Not that we've experienced that, but we can dream. We can breathe in the scent of a burning candle, the quiet of softly falling snow, the cleansing of a gentle ocean wave, the silence of an early morning cup of coffee. Those experiences give us glimpses of the peace you give, but your peace is greater, it is deeper, and more abundant and everlasting. We have journeyed this Advent through the experiences of hope, love, and joy. Now here we are still, looking for peace, a way out from the noise of this world, and a revival of togetherness with fellow believers. Now as we light the fourth candle of Advent, let us pray together. Jesus, as we celebrate your coming, remind us that you arrived for the all of us. Grant us your peace and open our hands to extend it to the world. Amen.
Thank you.
'Twas the night before Christmas, my watch I did keep. Not a creature was stirring, not one little sheep. They had just settled down for a long winter's nap, and I had a little lamb asleep on my lap. Suddenly a great sound filled the night sky. There were thousands of angels singing praises on high. I awoke all my friends so they could now see what this blessed night was coming to be. An angel looked down and made it quite clear that indeed on this night we had nothing to fear. He said, "My dear friends, you have nothing to lose, for I am now bringing you some really great news." The angel did say in the town so forlorn that Jesus the Christ child, our Savior, was born. I said to my friends as I laid my lamb down, "Come, let us go to that Bethlehem town." So we left our hillside, the Savior to seek, and we came to a stable ever so bleak. The scene was filled with a heavenly light, for my Savior was born on that holy night. There was Mommy and Dad midst the straw and the hay, and in a wood manger the sweet baby lay. What a feeling I had as I looked at the child, sleeping so soundly, so meek, and so mild. I knew in an instant that God did love me, for he sent his son to die on a tree. Did you ever know that I knelt at his cross? I accepted his gift, and he forgave all my dross. So if you're wondering this Christmas what you should give, give him your heart, then you'll know how to live. For his blood is now flowing, it's full and it's free. My friend, he'll forgive you, for he forgave me.
Silent word is praised. The scriptures remind us today, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Joy to you.